Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsession
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, it's Jackie Cation. Welcome to the Dork Forest. I am at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival in my hotel room doing Dork Forests. That's right. Super fun. Local dork luminaries are coming into my hotel room. Let's do the credits. Patrick Brady's going to fix this audio. Good for him. Vilmos fixes my website, JackieCation.com. Mike Rickberg composed and sang the intro song. He sang with his girlfriend, Sarah Cohen. Mike will sing at the end of the show his lyrics to the Mexican Hat Dance. You know that there's merch at JackieCation.com. You can get T-shirts, Ranger of the Dork Forest T-shirts, or just the Dork Forest T-shirts by Portland native Brett Chambers. And they're all union-made. They run a little bit big because of that. So plan that in your ordering. Orders include shipping. So it's good times. Anyway, feel free to order T-shirts or CD DVDs and whatnot. You can order some whatnot. You can also get everything, like all of my CDs and DVDs are available streaming. So you can get them at iTunes and Amazon, and you can just listen to them on Spotify and Pandora. You can also download for $5 the DVD special. This will make an excellent Horcrux, and not buy the DVD, or do both, or do whatever you want to do. But at allthingscomedy.com/JackieCation. All lowercase. Also at JackieCation.com and DorkForest.com, there's a donation button. Feel free to donate to the Dork Forest. If you like the show, I would totally appreciate it if you threw me some cash. I'm kind of interested. These episodes, I think I need a new cord. Anyway, I'm sure I have $20 for a new XLR cord. But the thing is, if you want to throw me some money, that'd be great. I use it only for good things. And $100 a year would be great, $10 a month. I have not made that easy by having a $10 automatic payment out of your debit card or credit card, because I don't like those. So every month, if you think of it, throw me $10 for 10 months, and that's $100, or do whatever you, in whatever denomination you like. You can also order from Amazon through the Amazon portal at JackieCation.com, and that also supports the show and does not cost you extra at Amazon. Other than that, you can go to my tour page and see all the upcoming tours that I'm going to do, and come and see me do stand-up live or a live Dork Forest. I'm doing AnimeCon, ACon, in Dallas, Texas. And now, an ad from this month's sponsor. Kind of exciting. And then the show. Hey, Rangers, this week's sponsor is Gen Con. It's a board game convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. Their slogan is, and this is true, the best 4 days in gaming. This year, it's July 30th through August 2nd in Indianapolis, Indiana. The badges are discounted $10 prior to June 14th, and you can get them online at gencon.com, GENCON.com, or via will call, pick up at the door. There's like 16,000 events and 350 gaming companies on site. There's literally something for every gamer. Andy's gone for 2 years in a row. He's going again this year. He'll do play testing. And everybody play tests new games. You can meet people and play old games. You can just meet people. The greatest thing about this convention is that more people weren't standing in line to go to a panel. This is a convention where people are actually playing games, and it's really, really fun. They're expecting a little more than 60,000 gamers this year, making it the largest, longest-running game convention in North America. And it's just really fun. It's GENCON.com. I'm going to go. There's going to be a live Dork Forest. It is July 30th through August 2nd. Come and play games, you guys. Hey, it's Jackie Cation. I am at Bridgetown Comedy Festival in Portland, Oregon, where taxidermists lie down with the Reiki, and it gives us all hope for Israel and Palestine. I am here in my hotel room with local dork luminary, Gary Carter. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I've never been referred to as a dork luminary before. That's great.
Dork luminary. Here's my thing. So at Bridgetown, Charlene emails me and says, I have there's a great woman who is a blazer dork. And I was like, blazers? I totally want to talk about blazers for an hour. And then somebody says to me, you know, that's the name of the basketball team up there. And I was like, what just happened? Did someone take my Blazers away? What? Did someone take my suit coat? I thought we were going to talk for an hour about Hillary Clinton's outfits. And it's not going to happen. But now I'm excited because you have, and you, don't you, aren't you also crafty?
I'm super crafty, yes.
Okay, so it's motokitty.com, MOTOKITTY.com. And at MotoKittyPDX is your Twitter.
Correct.
And Carrie Carter.
Jackie.
What Jackie Cation? Why are we? Why? Okay, talk to me about the blade. You're from Michigan.
I'm from Michigan.
You live here in Portland.
I live here. I've lived here for almost 16 years. Yeah.
And you love a basketball team.
I do.
Are they the professional basketball?
They are the professional basketball team,
like
of Portland,
Bucks.
Oregon.
Like,
oh,
which are horrible.
They are horrible. The right. Bucks are horrible.
Right, but I don't. You can say that all you want. I don't.
They already know.
They know. I don't get a lot of my self esteem from the sports teams of Wisconsin.
That's a tough team to be a fan of.
Well, I still root for them if I were trapped in a room and I would be watching them. I'd be like, well, they're from Wisconsin. I should probably vote for them. And so I do. And that's the same with the Packers and the Brewers and the whatever the.
Go Pack, go.
Are the Admirals still around? I don't think they are.
I don't know.
They're a hockey team, I believe. Oh, they're gone.
I don't think so.
Anyway, so the Blazers.
Uh-huh.
Now, doesn't Michigan have a basketball
Michigan team? Has the Pistons, yes.
A Pistons. Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense because of the car thing.
Yeah.
So what is a Blazer? Oh, is it short for
trailblazer?
They're short for trailblazers.
Yeah, how did people settle out here? They followed the Oregon Trail.
That's right, and died of dysentery, but
right.
They didn't.
Yeah, these
That's
guys
it.
Didn't die of dysentery.
No, they went on to play basketball.
Yeah, congratulations, they have made it to Oregon.
Now, basketball is a game with a round ball and
Correct.
Five players on each team.
Yes.
Correct. There's zone defense, and then there's man-to-man.
Yeah.
That's... Now we've tapped it out. Talk to me about why you love... Do you love basketball in general?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I love the Portland Trailblazers in general.
Okay.
And
you have a fan group, the Lady... What's it?
It's called Rip Pretty.
Rip Pretty.
Ladies Who Blazer.
Ladies Who Blazer.
Right. And I started the group with my friend Helen because we are Lady Blazer fans.
Yep.
And the thing... Lady Blazer fans and lady sport fans in general, I don't feel are represented appropriately or accurately. I think there's a very large female fan base
okay.
In the NBA, and I wanted to create a group where we could get together and have
Safe share space,
share similar interests and
yeah.
root together and talk about who looks the best shirtless or
oh, there you go.
You know, who's the cutest or who's going to the game. You want to meet up beforehand. And so I think the group's grows. I meet, you know, when I meet women around town, they're wearing Blazer gear. I'm like, get on Facebook and join my group.
Okay.
Because yeah. you're a Lady Blazer fan. And
yeah.
then they become a Rip Pretty.
Then Rip Pretty.
Yeah.
I thought RIP. I was like, who died?
Rip Pretty.
Rip Pretty, much better.
Also not a stoner group.
Also not. Oh, okay. Also,
some people are like, is this a stoner? Like Rip Pretty? No. I mean, it can be, but it's not.
Right. So you also said that you were like the auxiliary.
The ladies auxiliary.
Right. So is there, might there be a cupcake baked at some point?
You know
by
what?
A Lady Blazer.
It's entirely possible. Like I make Lady Blazer crafts.
Oh, do you do crafts?
I make Lady Blazer accoutrement. I'm wearing my Lady Blazer earrings today. This is the Blazer logo.
That is the Blazer, which is a white and red.
It's a pinwheel.
It's a pinwheel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My friend Cynthia made these.
And it goes with your dress. Nice
work. I wore this dress today because the Blazers colors are red, white, and black.
Okay.
Which is the majority of my wardrobe during Blazer basketball season.
Okay.
But now Blazer basketball season's over.
A moment of silence.
It's over.
It's
so
over for
I've
a
gone
minute,
from
but they're
Rip
coming
City
back.
To yeah. Rip Sad E.
Nice work. And so you moved here. You decided I'm going to become a Portland person.
Yeah.
And one of those things is I'm going to like their fucking basketball team.
I didn't like their fucking basketball team until about 6 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I'm a new sport dork.
Well, who? What happened?
What was the turning point?
Yeah.
There was this really hot Spaniard playing for the Blazers named Rudy Fernandez.
Rudy Fernandez.
Dios mío. Yes.
And he's from Spain.
So dreamy. Yeah. Where is he from? He's from Spain, but he's from like
Spain,
he's
Spain.
From like Mallorca.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
he was so dreamy. I'm like, oh, I got to go see that play basketball. And like all the ladies, Blazer
right.
fans were just like,
Oh, Rudy. He's finally arrived.
Rudy
talked to us.
Yeah. So that's how I got into the Blazers.
Okay.
I was like, there's a super hot dude playing. Let's see what happens.
Now, what are his stats?
I don't know.
Okay. Is he tall?
Yeah.
He's got to be because he's a basketball.
They're tall. Yeah.
So is he a good basketball player?
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
He's not playing for the Blazers anymore. So
oh, isn't he?
Once you're off the Blazers, I kind of don't care anymore.
Okay. You got to go be handsome for somebody else.
Yeah.
For some other ladies auxiliary.
Yeah.
In a different town.
Which probably doesn't exist.
But the thing is once you got the gateway drug of Rudy Fernandez,
so
you were like, look at these other gentlemen. These are handsome.
Right, right.
Yes.
And then I started going to games and really enjoying myself. And honestly, I couldn't tell you stats, scores.
You go to the game.
I go to the game.
You hook
like,
up
the
with
spectacle
other ladies.
Of going to the game. It's so much fun.
Okay. Do you get there early? What do you do? Like, where do you park? How do I
get to the game?
Yeah. Is it a plan?
Usually.
Here they have a pretty good transportation system.
Oh, they have great transportation here. And I could take public transportation to the game. However, I usually meet at a local bar, Billy Ray's Neighborhood Dive, with Helen, my Blazer buddy.
Blazer buddy.
Yeah. And we have a drink, and then we walk over to the Moda Center, which you can see from your window.
Okay.
And then we just, you know.
Moda Center, any relation to Moto Kitty?
It's Moda. M-O-T.
Oh, Moda.
Yeah, like the health insurance.
Oh, that's
people.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, so
it used to be the Rose Garden, and right. Most people still call it the Rose Garden. I prefer to call it the Rose Garden, but...
Right, but somebody bought a giant ad.
Oh, yeah. Moda Health bought the giant ad.
Okay, fair enough. There's a Target Center in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so...
Staples Center in L.A. I saw the Clippers play the Blazers there back in November.
You went to L.A. and saw the Clippers play the Blazers?
Yeah. Well, I rode down with Charlene. You know Charlene.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Charlene from the Bridgestone Fest?
Yeah.
So you guys go down, and so you get to the game. There's how many people are at a basketball game?
Thousands.
Like 10, maybe 10, maybe 10,000.
At least.
Maybe, okay. Maybe more.
Yeah.
And so you get okay seats?
Well, sometimes.
Doesn't even matter.
Doesn't even matter.
Because you're there for the spectacle.
I'm there for the spectacle. Usually the seats we get are 300 level, which is the top level, which I call the people's section.
Okay. It's
cheapest seats.
Cheapest seats. Mm-hmm. You're there. Do you need binoculars or something?
No.
Because you can see.
Yeah, you can see.
Because you're just in a stadium.
At the Staples Center, like the people section /300 level is much higher up because obviously it seats a lot more people.
Oh, right.
So binoculars would have been nice at that game, but whatever.
And there's probably a Jumbotron.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. So you go, you get there. This is where sporting events interest me. What are the snacks like? What are we looking at?
Overpriced.
Overpriced.
Yeah.
Okay. Do they have adult beverages?
Yes. Also overpriced.
Also overpriced.
Yeah.
But that's the way of
it's
right?
Ridiculous.
How much are the people section here? Are they, is it $20 or is it $50?
For seats?
Yeah.
I would say anywhere, they start at 20 probably
okay.
about. Yeah.
So you could probably go for $20 or $30?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean, because that's a big issue sometimes is that that people can't afford.
Right. And they have run specials in the past and stuff like that for, say, if they're playing the Bucks, they know a lot of people, that's not going to be a big draw game. So the tickets are going to be a little less expensive.
Okay. So it
depends on who they're playing. That's how they.
Fancier team, going to be a better game.
It's going to cost a little more money to go to that
okay,
game.
Okay. So yeah. Blowout, nobody gives a shit.
Right.
It's going to be $17.
But still, like, I believe there is, the Bucks played the Blazers back in December, I think. And the Bucks won. And I was just like, what the shit just happened? What
yeah,
was
yeah.
that?
Right. That is weird. Is it, that is weird. Because so you sit down, you're there. You and Helen have shown up.
Uh-huh.
You're there to see the game.
Yeah.
What? Now what happens? It's how long is a game?
A couple hours? A couple hours. Yeah.
Okay.
We get there. Yeah. A couple, two and a half, 3 hours.
Okay. You sit there.
Yeah.
You talk to each other.
Uh-huh.
You watch the game.
We watch the game.
Yep. And then
we cheer.
Okay. You cheer. You're interested.
Mainly Helen and I, our cheer is usually because the call chant or whatever for the Blazers of Rip City.
Yeah.
And so it was just a very long story.
Please tell it.
I'll Google it. It's
the minutiae of the Blazers is what I'm looking for.
So Rip City was a coin termed by an old broadcaster of the Blazers, and it signifies like the sound I'm going to assume like a basketball makes when it swooshes.
Okay.
And it just said Rip City. And it just from there, from the 70s, it's been Rip City.
Okay. So the cheer is Rip City.
People cheer however they want to cheer, but Helen and I always just go rip, 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 rip.
Okay, nice. I love it.
That's our cheer.
That's your cheer.
Yep.
And so it's essentially you're cheering on the team. You want them to score.
Yeah.
And then they do.
Yeah.
And the world goes batshit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And when the Blazers, oh my God, the best thing ever is when the Blazers win, because Blazers win, Blazers win, Blazers win. And then confetti and streamers and stuff falls from the ceiling. Like sparkly red shit falls from the ceiling and it's magical and beautiful. Like a big gift from the sky.
That is a spectacle.
Yeah.
That they actually do. Wait, I don't think every team does that.
I don't know. I don't care.
No, you don't care. But the thing is I genuinely don't think, I've never heard of that. At any other sporting event, nobody is shooting off cannons of confetti.
No, I mean, some places have fireworks and stuff, I think.
Sure.
Like outdoor.
Yeah, if it's an open baseball field or something like that, they'll have fireworks.
Yeah.
But I love the idea of streamers and confetti.
That's so cool.
Yeah, because all of a sudden you're covered in glitter and crap.
Yeah, and people like take the long streamers and like I had a bunch of red sparkly streamers wrapped around the antenna of my car. And
that's good times.
Yeah.
That is good. How many games are there a year?
A lot.
Do you go to all of them?
No.
Okay.
I couldn't go to all of them. Just based on scheduling and stuff like that. This year,
when are they? Day wise, day of the week.
Any day of the week. Weekday games are usually around 7:30.
Okay.
Weekend games, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday games. Sometimes Friday games are evening, but Saturday, Sunday games are usually daytime games.
Okay. And so there's hundreds of games a year.
Not hundreds, but
baseball
over 100.
Over 100?
I think so.
Okay. And who are your favorite members of the team at this time?
I really enjoy Robin Lopez.
Okay.
Robin Lopez is the nerdiest basketball player in the world.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why?
And he's so dreamy.
Why is he a nerd?
He is a super comic book nerd. He's a comic book nerd. He's a superhero nerd. He's like a nerd. He reads. He's like super smart. He has a twin brother who plays for Brooklyn.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twin brothers, both in the NBA.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And Robin Lopez has this crazy mop of hair and everybody teases him for it, but I just think it's delightful. People call him, because it kind of looks like Sideshow Bob, they call him Sideshow Rob.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Oh, that's a nice, that's
and
a nice
he embraces it. Like, I follow him on Instagram and Twitter, and there's like a picture of him wearing a Sideshow Bob shirt or Sideshow Rob shirt. I'm like, oh my God, he couldn't get any cuter.
Yes. So, yeah. Okay.
He's smart and cute.
Oh, smart and cute. That's awesome. That's also, it feels unlikely.
Yeah.
Now, who else? Are there other?
There. Helen's favorite is Nicolas Batum. He is French.
Okay.
Yeah. So when he gets a 3-pointer, Helen and I go, un, deux, trois.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's Helen's favorite.
That's Helen's favorite. We both also really like Wesley Matthews, who's out with an injury right now.
Okay.
The Blazers had a rough season this year because they had a lot of people out for injuries.
Okay.
They could have really done great in the playoffs had their team been solid and not hurt. But their team was all hurt. So Wesley Matthews is hurt, but there's someone out there that has a blog called Hot Damn Wesley Matthews.
Yeah.
It's mostly pictures of him shirtless. Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
It's people are taking some photos.
Hot damn Wesley Matthews.
Hot damn Wesley Matthews. Nice. Well played. Well played.
Yeah.
Clearly some working out is happening.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the craziest thing about all these professional, I did a show in Los Angeles where the poster had one of those. It was a woman pulling her underwear down. You know, that shot where a woman has her thumb in her underpants pulling it down. And I'm like, that is a lot for me. But so what I did was and I don't recommend anyone do this, is I Googled the words, are men selling things with their thumb in their underpants?
What did you find out?
I found one soccer player with boxer briefs on with his thumb in his underpants.
Was it David Beckham?
It wasn't.
Oh,
it was a Spanish guy. You might enjoy him. And
me gusta mucho.
So, but what I did was I just photoshopped. I just took a crotch shot of him with his thumb in his underpants, and then I posted it underneath the poster of the lady. And I was like, "Please use this image for the next poster," because it was a crotch shot without a face or a body attached to it. You can go. I can see how you could go, oh, that is kind of attractive, even though it's a disembodied, like it's a dismembered person. Mm-hmm. And in other words, you're like, yeah, but look at his penis is all nice looking in his underpants.
Yeah.
And so
I don't care what his head looks like.
I guess he doesn't have a brain or, but no. The whole shot of the dude, He was handsome head to toe, this dude, because clearly
soccer guys are very dreamy as well.
A lot of running, but shorter, I think, than basketball guys.
I'm also into soccer.
Are you into soccer?
Yeah.
Andy Ashcraft, my fella, goes to Galaxy games.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I have been to one Galaxy game.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me with sporting events because I sit there and I'm like, okay, now what? Because I never know what to do during the game if it's like, and especially basketball, which is super busy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot more scoring than soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it's, but you're like, okay, and now we're just going to watch this for another hour.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell, like, you know the numbers of the jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
So you're watching the dude, and you're like, well, that's Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, did you see that shot he did? And mm-hmm. so you're talking about the game while you're watching the game.
Right.
And then you're talking about what else. I mean, now you also do you have any other sports anecdotes? Because otherwise I'm going to move over to your purses and stuff.
Well, other sports anecdotes. No, just real. I mean, you know, Blazers dork. And our soccer team here is the Timbers. And
okay.
I'm a huge Timbers fan as well. But that's also a recent development. That just happened last year.
Just last year?
Yeah. I went to my first Timbers match. And I was like, holy shit, how did I not come to one of these before? This is the fucking best time I've ever had.
Okay.
I'm standing up, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
So
again, you show up and is it just the like-mindedness that everyone's on the same side?
I think that's part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the Timbers, like I sit in the Timbers Army section, which is just crazy and drunken and fun.
Okay.
But the Blazers don't have anything that's similar to that. Like,
okay. So there's not like an
Army section. Yeah. Like a Rager section.
Right. Right. If one day when the Lady Blazer fan group really takes off, there'll be hundreds of you and you'll get your own section.
That's kind of what I'm gunning for.
Right. Because would that be?
I'm trying to go for power in numbers. Like, I've got this group of 750 women who will spend money on Blazer stuff. What do you got?
Yeah, exactly. So, give us a deal. Yeah. Give us a section.
Yeah, give me a box.
Exactly.
My only other sports anecdote that I do want to share is that my dream and goal in life would to be get married at halftime at a Blazers game on the court.
Oh.
And then have all of my friends and family in a box at the Moda Center so we could party.
Okay. So that would be the reception.
Yeah.
During the game.
Yeah.
Or, okay.
I would like to potentially be given away by a Blazer, but I wouldn't want my future spouse to get mad or jealous or the Blazer to get mad or jealous.
How about a parent? Would a parent get mad or jealous? Or do you not give a shit?
Well, if it's my wedding.
Yeah.
I get to make the decisions.
Right.
Oh, sorry, Dad. Sorry, Mom. I mean, you're both invited, but.
Right. Please come.
Yeah.
Please come. Now, do they still live in Michigan?
They do.
Do they know about your love of these sports?
They do know my love of these sports. They are not married to each other, but they're also not sport fans.
Okay.
I do have a Blazer tattoo.
You do have a Blazer tattoo.
I'm
it's
so
right
nerdy.
Above your wrist.
I know.
You have the exact same symbol that is in your earrings.
I do.
But now the earrings are made out of beads.
These are beaded, yeah.
Did you do the beading?
No, my friend Cynthia made these.
She made those.
Yeah,
okay.
She's crafty too. So what happens in this pretty group is I know a lot of ladies who are crafty crafters. I'm
right.
Like, I want Blazer stuff. And so
right.
We've started making Blazer stuff for each other.
Okay.
Because the NBA stuff, the licensed stuff, is just tacky and sparkly and cheesy and it's nothing that any of us would ever
you,
wear.
You, like, take red, white, and black and do something classy with
I'm like,
it.
I've got outfits. I've got, you know, get it together.
Right. So what's...
I'm your target market, NBA.
Right. I have some disposable income to spend on something
that
isn't a baseball cap.
Right.
Okay.
Or a shirt with sparkles on it.
Right. Oh, Chris, all the lady stuff is all weird.
Because
they're all bedazzled
sparkles.
And yeah, bullshit.
Which I love sparkles.
Right. You're not above
but not
sparkle.
On my sports apparel.
Not on your sports apparel. You want to go serious. You want to go real.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are your... So what... Are you making handbags?
I do make handbags. I'll show
Talk
you.
Talk to me about
okay.
the handbag.
Well, I brought you gifts. Let's start.
You bought me gifts?
I brought you gifts. We're going to start.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a Blazer bag that I made.
I have a Ranger of the Dork Forest. Oh, my God. That I'm stop talking because I saw
Look
the
how
coolest.
Glittery it is.
See, that is glittery, but not sparkly.
Yeah.
It's that, you know what it is? What's that? It's like when you go to a diner and you sit down in a booth.
Oh, yeah. Sparkly Naugahyde. This
sparkly
fabric.
Naugahyde.
Yeah.
That's what your bag is made
out
of. That is great. And then where did you get the patch that is on it?
I made it.
You made the patch
out of other kinds of fabric.
Okay,
yeah.
Put it on this table, please.
Okay.
So that I might touch it.
Yeah, touch it.
And then you sewed it on.
Yeah.
Like a person who knows how to use a sewing machine.
Yeah.
You didn't glue it like I would.
No, it's sewn.
Because a glue gun is easier.
Glue gun's easy, but
glue gun, look at how nice glue gun would melt this. Oh, it would, because it's kind of Naugahyde being kind of plasticky.
Yeah.
Okay, that is awesome.
I also brought this one. This is my little coin purse for today. This is a repurposed t-shirt.
Oh.
And
so you bought a blazer.
And the backside is men's pajama pants that I cut up.
Okay.
So I stabilized it. I made it sturdy.
So there's like a cardboard backing or something inside of it?
I'll show you the inside.
Yeah. I'll hold the mic.
It's got this ring on it, so when you're at a game, you can put it on your wrist and be like, woo, Rip City!
Nice.
And
it's like the giantest keychain ever.
Yeah. And then the inside I lined with super heavy-duty red, like, vinyl.
Oh, red vinyl on the inside.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll take that back.
You take that mic back.
I was going to also, I don't know how into having things put on your fingernails you are, but I did bring some nail decals if you want a blazer nail decal put on later.
Blazer nail okay. So they're like temporary tattoos, but for your nails?
Yeah, for your fingernails.
Do they have them for everything, or is
you
it
can
just
buy
that? You can?
You can put these on your fingernails. I could put them on. You could put them on anything you want, really.
They're like temporary tattoos, but mostly just for nails?
Yeah.
And do they have them for like,
you can
like
get
if
for
I
anything.
Wanted a Sauron's eye, I could just get those on my, that's a Lord
yeah,
of the Rings
they've got everything. I found those on eBay.
These are great. Mm-hmm. Oh, you found these on eBay?
Yeah.
That's fun.
I also brought you two thunder sticks. These were given out during the playoffs. I have a ton of these and I wanted you to have them.
Well, thank
one
you.
One of them lights up, one of them doesn't.
And then you hit the, and
you the, hit them together. They make noise.
They make noise and then yeah. they light up.
One of them,
one
lights,
of them lights up.
Up
if you hit
this
it.
One. This one
oh,
does.
And you got to turn
gotta
it
take
on.
Take the tab out of the bottom of this one. And
okay.
then switch it on. Whoa, look at that.
Look at that. It's all lit up.
Yeah.
Rip City, Oregon.
Yep.
It's another. Well, that's certainly. Hang on a second, folks. I'm going to put my mic down. Put them together. Oh, you want to?
I'll hold your mic.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how that works.
It's a learned skill, you guys. It's
yeah.
a learned skill. You might have to turn that off, save
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Thank you
those
so much.
Those are for
much.
You. Yep.
That is awesome.
And I also, I brought you, I was going to bring you a Rip pretty purse, but I'm like, eh, if she's not a fan,
right?
You know, I don't.
It may be a waste.
But I did bring.
Wanna...
I did bring you.
Brush. You brought me a brush.
No, that's so I could brush my
oh,
hair.
Oh, you brought me.
I brought
very
you a
Oregon.
Red, yeah, this is my Lady Lumberjack line.
The Lady Lumberjack, because this I have one of these lumberjack. That's the red and black lumberjack
mm-hmm.
shirts, and it's the only time Andy Ashcraft has actually seen me in a a shirt and gone, little butch, little butch. And I was like, too much? He was like, kind of. And I was like, well, then allow me to.
I made that for you.
Thank
that's
you.
For you. It's
wow.
blazer colors.
Blazer colors.
But
and,
not blazer fabric. And it's very Portland-y.
I also have a ring that I can cheer.
So you can go to sporting events and put that around your wrist and
this
cheer.
This is awesome. And you know that I'm from Wisconsin and we are red and white. So this is close enough for
close
government
enough.
Work.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. This
yeah.
is a beautiful bag.
Yeah, you can
this
put
is,
all your Bridgetown stuff in there.
And then. What the heck is this? It's
just
got that
red
same,
vinyl.
This red vinyl mm-hmm. that stabilizes it.
Yeah.
So this is beautiful workmanship.
Thanks.
Quite honestly. It's
thank
like,
you.
It's nicely made and sturdy.
Thanks.
And it's not going to fucking fall apart
no.
in a heartbeat.
Mm-mm.
This is a very nice handbag, quite honestly.
Thank you. I'm glad. I hope you enjoy it.
I will use it.
Good.
I have, I was given a Harry Potter nesting doll bag.
Wow.
I know. A Pretty Little Podcast gave it to me as swag. And the only thing wrong with it. And there's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Is that there isn't a bag inside of the bag where I, like, you know when you have one big bag?
I also brought you this, too.
Oh, a cup. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
This will be good because I have a small water glass. Now I have a larger water
so,
glass.
So I'm sorry I stopped you mid-Harry Potter bag.
Right, but this will be perfect because I can put this in my Harry Potter bag.
Yeah.
And I can put my phone in it.
Yeah.
And I can put my keys in it.
Yeah.
And then I can find it because I can find this easier
yeah.
than just rooting around.
Yeah.
It is a great story. I could tell that one again. Let's not. Okay. It's a fantastic story. But so you have a lumberjack line?
Lady Lumberjack, yeah.
Lady Lumberjack. And that's awesome. And then...
Rip Pretty.
And then you have the Rip Pretty line.
Yeah, I make the Rip
and
Pretty
And are
purses.
They are they all at MotoKitty.com?
Yeah.
.com?
Mm-hmm.
MotoKitty.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will say this, and I never say this about stuff people make, or I wouldn't say it if it weren't true. That's a better way to put it, is that it's very well made.
Thanks.
And so you're not screwing around. You're not phoning it in, Carrie
no,
Carter.
No.
And I appreciate that about you.
Yeah.
So,
I don't phone it in.
Yeah, why? Why bother? So what about what else you got? That might be it.
As far as crafts go?
Yeah.
Oh, I make all sorts of stuff.
What else are you making?
Well, yesterday I bought some vending machines, some coin-op vending machines, quarter like gumball machines.
Why haven't we talked about this before?
I don't know.
You bought
this is a new thing for me.
Upright vending machines.
Yeah, I got two. Well, I have three. I have two coin-op quarter machines that have three banks apiece, and I put candy in them. But I spray painted them and put AstroTurf on them yesterday
for fun.
Yeah, and candy in them and put them in a bar.
And put them in a bar.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's like a tiny business to some extent.
Oh, yeah.
And what kind of candy did you put?
So I have six slots for candy.
Right.
The first one I put Zots, Runts, and Gumballs in. The Zots aren't coming out right, so I took the Zots out and put Skittles in.
Okay.
The second one is a festive trail mix.
A festive trail mix.
I had a lot of requests for Reese's Pieces and M&M's. And my third machine that I just got last week that I'm super excited about is a full-size vending machine. Like
a tall one.
Like the kind you find like in a hotel lobby at the end of the hallway. Like it's got like chips and lifesavers and that type of stuff in it. So
5 feet tall and all of it.
Yeah. I'm calling it my magic box.
Excellent.
And I'm putting weird things in it. So if you can think of weird things that you'd wish you could buy in a vending machine or think should be in a vending machine or absolutely should not be in a vending machine, I'm interested.
Okay. Like sort of, I mean, your standard things that are not often in a vending machine are things like condoms and like a weird t-shirt. You should just take some of your old t-shirts and roll them up and make them. You're like, it's a great way to get rid of t-shirts.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be a great way to get rid of crap out of my house, really.
Exactly. You could, and anything that'll fit and will be easily dispensed is what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Because like the Zots, did the Zots get stuck?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got to make sure that they fall right.
Yeah, I'm just going to put the Zots in a Ziploc bag and put them in the big vending machine.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
What? Talk to me briefly about who maintains them. Do you have some?
It's me.
You have some mechanical skill?
Yeah.
With a vending machine?
I don't know. I'm about to find out.
How long have you had the vending machine?
This big one I've had for a week.
Right.
The little ones I've had for a couple months, but the little ones are just. Only take quarters. There's nothing electrical involved.
Okay.
So
and this
just,
thing takes bills?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's got a new keypad on it, and it takes the new $5 bills, which I learned is a thing. A lot of machines only take the old fives.
So is it the kind of one where you have to put like A6?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How much, may I ask, how much a vending machine costs where one gets
They are very expensive, typically. I got this one for $100.
$100?
Yeah. I bought it from a bar that just got bar rescued.
Okay.
He's like, I got to get this out of my bar. I want it out now. And he had put it on Craigslist for, I think, probably $700 or $800 used. And I was like, I've got $100. He's like, come get it. Done.
He's going to regret that.
No, he's not. He's very excited about it. And he said, I've got more machines. I'll let you know when I'm ready to get rid of them.
Okay. Because when he was bar rescued, the bar rescue guy told him to get rid of the machines. And the bar rescue guy? Almost always wrong. I don't know if you've seen Bar Rescue.
Yeah.
That guy, almost entirely wrong every single time.
There is a thing in this week's Willamette Week, which is the local newspaper that I was just reading about. One of them that got bar rescued was the Tonic Lounge, and now it's called the Panic Room Caution High Voltage. Like, that's the whole name of the bar, Panic Room Caution High Voltage.
God damn.
And, like, and it's a music venue.
Okay.
And it got bar rescued, but I think it just got ruined, you know?
That's what Bar Rescue does, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
They fuck with your electrical system and your sound system if you are a music venue.
They didn't even touch their sound system at this venue.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's ideal.
They should have because the sound system there is horrible, but they didn't even touch it. They just put in flashy lights.
Whatever. Bar Rescue, you're not my favorite show.
So anyway, this is a different bar that got bar rescued that I got the vending machine from.
And so that, and you got, exactly. Not that one.
Mm-mm.
And so, and he still has other vending machines, so he's fine. So you got this thing, and do you, you've done AstroTurf on all of them?
No. So on the magic box, I'm going to put pictures of naked ladies, and naked dudes on the outside.
Okay.
Like a decoupage, Mod Podge type of thing. And then, the two coin-op ones are AstroTurf.
And so you have got, You've got some crafting skills.
I do.
You got a glue gun at the house?
Oh, a lot of glue guns, yeah.
You got a lot of, are there larger glue guns where you can cover a bigger surface?
No, I just have a lot of glue guns because I misplace things a lot.
Oh, okay, and they aren't.
I don't have storage areas for anything. I just kind of drop and move on a lot of times. So, like, I have a lot of things in multiple right? places mm-hmm. in my studio.
And what about, so you're going to how do you decoupage?
Well, what I'm going to do is...
Shellac? Is that a word?
Shellac's a word, but I'm not going to shellac necessarily. What I'm going to do is
What's a diff?
Well, shellac is going to be like a heavier duty, thicker, glossier finish.
Okay.
Whereas I'm going to probably put a thin layer of glue,
see-through glue?
Yeah, probably Elmer's glue with some water just to thin it out a little bit, just so I have a surface to stick my images to. And okay. then once that's done, I'll probably clear coat it with either Mod Podge or just like a...
Mod Podge is a clear glue.
Yeah, it's a clear coat, okay. essentially for crafts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's, so it stays, right? Yeah. So you could...
I don't want people fucking with it, so...
No, have you ever thought about have you ever seen that blackboard paint?
Oh, yeah, that stuff's cool.
Yeah, where you just spray it or you paint it.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Chalk.
And people can write all over it?
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Oh, there you go. I'm a helper.
You're a helper.
Sure, sure.
I like that.
You got nude dudes, and you could actually just, you don't want to do this, but I mean, a picture of a nude dude, picture of a nude lady, and then next to it, blackboard. So
can you imagine how many dicks would get drawn on that thing?
So many dicks. So many dicks. So many arrows going, I'd screw it.
Dudes love drawing dicks.
and everyone loves drawing dicks for some reason. We've all been sucked into it. It's hey, true. I said sucked.
Well done.
But if you put it next to pictures of people, it would just be like, I'd tap that. I'd fuck that. I'd do that. I'm interested. What's her phone number?
That's this a really good idea. Number. Like, I think what I'll do is like on one side, yeah, do the naked ladies and naked dudes, and then on the other half of it, do the blackboard. That's a really great idea. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. I'm always writing. Because I remember the first time I saw that at somebody's house, they used it as a notepad, essentially, instead of a whiteboard. And but I like the idea. How about string art? Less helpful. Remember string art?
I love string art. Remember that? I wish I could do string art. Yeah. That stuff's beautiful.
It is beautiful. I remember, I've mentioned it before here on the Dork Forest. Carrie Carter, motokitty.com, by the way, at motokittypdx. And, when I was a child, I saw at my Uncle Harry's house, he had, it was string art, but it was with wire, and it was a three-masted ship.
Wow. It was one of the coolest
things I've ever seen that was clearly cheese ball. I mean, it should have been on top of a Velvet Elvis.
Wow.
Because it was amazing.
Speaking of velvet, have you been to the Velveteria in LA since you live in LA?
No. What is that?
It's the world's largest velvet painting museum.
Oh my God.
It's in LA. It's in Chinatown.
It's in Chinatown.
Yeah. It started here in Portland, okay. And then they moved down to LA. It's there now.
You know what's, do you know Dax Jordan?
I do know Dax.
Dax Jordan, very funny comic, mm-hmm. opened for me in Austin, Texas. Did one of my favorite jokes about Austin, Texas ever. He said, you know, I'm from Portland. And you know what our slogan is in Portland? Keep it weird. Mm-hmm. And the audience just shut down on him. He said, I know, we stole it from you. And then there was this pause, and then he goes, but don't you think that's kind of a little weird? And I was like, Dax Jordan.
That's good.
You made me laugh.
That's good, Dax.
But the weirdest thing I think about Austin, Texas, is where the comedy clubs, which is this sort of mostly dead strip mall, one of the weirdest fucking strip malls I've ever seen. I was like, you guys are genuinely keeping it weird because this is the weirdest. Because the Cap City Comedy Club, and it's a beautiful comedy club. The staff is amazing. The audiences are beautiful. Everything's working out. Mm. It's next to a handjob palace. So,
Of course it is.
Right. Why wouldn't it be? It's the only thing that's been there as long as the comedy club. The handjob palace? I don't know why I made it into a palace. I'm trying to make it respectable.
I think that any business that gives handjobs would definitely be a palace of some sort.
They mean well.
Sure the men walk out of there feeling like a king.
Right. Why wouldn't you? Yeah. Why wouldn't you feel like a king? So it's, it's just weird. And, I don't have anywhere to go with that.
Handjob palace.
And so, do you travel a lot?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
I mean, sort of. I do fancy
couple
myself
of times a year,
yeah,
or?
As a lady of leisure of sorts. So
what do you have a day job? Or
I bartend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I bartend 3 days a week, and then I do Moto Kitty 4 days a week.
Can you make fancy drinks?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't like to make fancy drinks, but I can.
Right, because that's what everyone's into, fancy drinks now. They're into cosmopolitans and something in a pointy glass.
I work in a dive bar.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I much prefer working in a dive bar than being a mixologist.
I remember when I was 19, I went into a dive bar, and I think I ordered a Tom Collins because I was 19.
Ooh.
And the guy said, it was almost the line, it was almost verbatim, the Sheldon Leonard line from It's a Wonderful Life. Which is, this is a straight bar for guys who want to get drunk. Order something or don't. The guy was like, would you like a shot and a beer? Cause that's what I'm willing to make you. And I was like, I will take a shot and a beer. And, then I for some reason it was made more glamorous to me than it should have been, cause it was super divey bar in Madison, Wisconsin.
I also refer to bars, like the type of dive bars I work at, as and bars. Like your drink has two ingredients, like vodka and water, rum and Coke.
Okay, so nobody's screwing around.
No, I mean, I can make all of the drinks. It's just
right.
The bar
tequila
I work
sunrise.
In. Like, I had to make 3 margaritas yesterday. I'm like, really, you guys?
What
really?
Is in a margarita?
It depends.
Tequila.
The way
right?
I make my margarita, yes, yeah, tequila. Tequila, triple sec, sweet and sour of some sort. I put muddled limes in there and a little splash of OJ to make it a little sweeter.
Okay. And then, but it's mostly tequila. Tequila's
mostly
the
tequila.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's the only drink that Andy will drink. He doesn't enjoy alcohol, which, of course, confuses almost everyone I've ever met. And because he's like, you know, you get a little dizzy if you have to do much.
Like, you do.
Power through, buddy.
Yeah.
Power through. You get to the good side, the other side of it. And he's like, I don't like being out of control. And I was like, well, then you win because you don't have a problem.
Yeah.
So good work. But I remember one of my favorite drinks. Let's talk about booze. What the hell? One of my favorite drinks. I would always do Rumplemans, which is gross.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
that's like 150 proof liquor. That's
yes.
Like hardcore shit.
Oh yeah. You had 7 to 9.
Oh, but you were in Wisconsin when you were drinking this, right?
Minnesota.
Oh, you're in Minnesota when you're
which
drinking
is the
this.
Same.
It's so cold there.
It's cold. And I would get a double.
And, oh my God.
And then you would have a small amount of time to talk to me. And then I would be in La La Land.
You would just have one, right?
No.
Oh my God.
The last time I got, the last DUI I got.
There's been more than one?
Yes. Sadly. Oh. And, I'm done drinking. And, but the last DUI I got, I believe I had 8 shots and
oh
a dozen beers.
God.
And then
I'm glad you're still alive.
Yes. 0.187,
holy
ladies
shit.
And germs. And then, and no one
you
was
weren't
killed.
Messing around.
No. No,
that's
no,
great.
I was never messing around. But, I used to like, I hated it. But it made me laugh because it was called a dead Nazi.
Oh, yeah. That's got like Rumplemintz and Jägermeister and...
It doesn't have Goldschlager.
It doesn't have Goldschlager?
Well, maybe if somebody
I don't
else,
know.
If somebody is including Goldschlager, ugh. I was like, oh, how gross. As opposed to the 2 cough syrups that you
right.
just mixed together,
yeah.
crazy person.
I think Goldschlager is hilarious. Because it's got real gold in it. It's got real gold.
Yes. That's what, and that's what my Armenian grandmother, that's how she smuggled it out of Turkey in 1915 in Goldschlager, pooping it. It's the worst because it's got gold flakes in it. You don't want any part of it. So.
No.
It's, yeah, but there's a lot of, this town is full of a lot of artisanal moments.
Oh, yeah.
And the word artisanal, vaguely irritates me.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to mean finite and rare and just a small amount of things, right?
Yeah.
When in fact it means as much as the market will bear. Like
right.
a limited edition.
Especially here.
Car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they have beers that are artisanal.
Yeah.
What else do they have that's artisanal? Not just here, everywhere.
Meats.
Meats and cheeses and breads.
Cheeses, breads.
Yeah.
Artisanal or craft?
Craft. Well, hopefully.
Like, I craft.
Yeah. And they're definitely artisanal. You have 3 vending machines.
Yeah.
That is a
I have artisanal vending machines.
You have artisanal. Please sell them as artisanal.
Maybe I should put some smoked meats in there.
Oh, you could put smoked meats in them.
I, so far in the magic box, I'm going to put sardines in it.
Okay.
What I would really like to see happen is drunk people daring people to buy stuff out of the vending machine and then eating it. Like,
oh, here's okay. Then what you need to do is do you have little bags you said that you're going to put the zots in?
Yeah.
Okay. So, a couple of crackers, tin of oysters, smoked oysters.
Yeah.
a couple of crackers, tin of sardines, a couple of crackers, tin of whatever weird fish. Because Trader Joe's, I don't know if you have Trader Joe's, they have all the different smoked meats.
Yes.
And I had never had a smoked oyster. Have you ever had a smoked oyster?
Oh, my God, they're delicious. You've never had one?
I know it. I never had them, and they're excellent.
Oh, they're delicious. Yeah, I love them.
Andy told me that that was his after-school snack occasionally.
I'd never had them until like a couple years ago. And I was like, how did I miss out on this?
Californians and coastal people got to eat a lot of foods.
They had avocados.
They had avocados. I had never eaten an artichoke until I moved to Los Angeles.
And I'd never eaten an artichoke until my first visit to California.
And maybe someone had like chopped it up in a salad or something, but I never, like somebody boiled it and then it's a vehicle for butter.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just a scooping for butter.
That's the best scoop for butter.
It's the best. Or mayonnaise.
Yeah, I've tried that. That's really good too.
Yeah, the aioli thing that he makes. So. That people make. And, but yeah, there's a lot of weird foods. Yeah. So all the weird canned. Oh, I know where you could go. World Market.
Oh,
Cost Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Cost Plus and find what weirdo food that they sell and get ideas.
Do they have,
then buy them in bulk from the Chinese.
We have a grocery store chain here. I don't know if they have them in California or not, but it's called Grocery Outlet.
Okay, I've never heard of it.
Oh my God. Also, aka the Gross Out.
I was going to say, I don't ever want to shop at an outlet.
It's awesome.
Is it?
It's the weirdest place on earth. That's where I'm going to go, is the Grocery Outlet, because they get, like, nothing's expired, nothing's bad, nothing's
turned.
It's
not the 99 cent store.
Kind of, but they get a lot of one off stuff. Like, okay. Here's a brand of chips that was manufactured that nobody ever bought, but we're going to put it at the Grocery Outlet for 50 cents.
Okay.
Sold.
And here's, well, the next time
they have great cheeses too, and they have like a huge wine selection.
Weird.
Yeah, they have like these super expensive bottles of wine that didn't sell or whatever for like $7 or $8.
And they're okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because cheeses. They got so many cheeses.
Okay, it is a grocery store, so it's a
grocery store, yeah.
The 99 cent only store sells food. And it's always unfortunate, though I will say that when I first moved to Los Angeles, I was sharing a studio apartment with my friend Jennifer McLean, and we were at the 99 cent store, or we were talking about it, and I said, I would never buy food at the 99 cent store. And she looked at me and she said, everything in our pantry is from the 99 cent store.
Oh.
And I was like, I would never buy eggs and milk and cheese and like the food that, because at the 99 cent only store, they do have refrigeration, but it's never set high enough.
Oh, so it's kind of like cold-ish.
It's sweating.
Ew.
It's one of the grossest things I've ever seen. But all of the weird boxed food is from, Arab countries and South America and Central America.
Crazy.
So everything's either in Spanish or Arabic. And you're like, well, okay, I'll have some chips.
The picture looks like there might be something I would eat in there.
Right. The picture is of food that I have eaten.
Yeah. And that looks familiar.
And the candy's vaguely stale. And you're just like, ah, that's
turned into grandma candy.
But I'm telling you, Cost Plus.
Cost Plus is a great idea.
It's a great idea just for looking at weirdo food.
They've got so much weird stuff there.
Yeah. And you can see, you know, and get an idea of where to get it somewhere else.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
The gross out.
You know, the first place, the only place I had ever seen a Fred Meyers. You guys have Fred Meyers here. And it is like a Target. It's like a super Target.
Yeah.
In the fact that it's a grocery store and there's pants.
Yeah.
Like you can get pants
and all that. You can get Blazers clothes there too.
Oh, can you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can you get an actual blazer?
Like a blazer jacket?
Yeah.
Probably.
Have you ever worn a blazer jacket?
I have.
Let's talk briefly about the blazer.
I have
not worn a blazer in a long time.
I can't say that I've worn one in a long time. I'm thinking of like.
They're not as popular as they once were.
They are not.
I don't know when they will come back.
It's just a matter of time. I mean, everything that's old is new again, you know?
It's true.
I mean, it's Portland and everything's artisanal and crafty. So I do see a lot of gentlemen with beards and perfectly coiffed hair wearing jackets.
Oh,
right. Blazers, you know, because they want to look fancy and like they're in 1920.
I saw a child with a fedora on yesterday.
In Portland?
Mm-hmm.
Not surprised?
Can't be surprised. No. It's people with tall bikes. It's funny about Portland is that it's very it's small towny, and it's very tolerant as far as like weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I did a run where I did Austin and then I did Portland and then I went to San Francisco and I was like, oh, this is what they're going for.
Mm-hmm.
And because San Francisco, they're like, no one's being tolerant. everyone's just being weird.
Yeah.
And everyone is just like not even looking at them. You're right. Like you see the tall bike guy and everyone's like, just get out of the.
Really?
Yeah. Fine. Anyway, I'm going to go. And the best coffee I had in San Francisco one time was in an alley, not in a cart, but like in between two buildings, there was like a shaft where the air conditioning unit would go. And the guy.
Did you have to have a password?
It was the weirdest thing. I was like, where is everything plugged in? He was like, we have a generator. And I was
what?
Like, it was like a crap game that was running.
Awesome.
Like they would, I was like, are you guys always here? And he goes, so far we're here. And I was like, but you have an espresso machine.
Follow us on Twitter. See where you are next.
Right, it wasn't even a truck. There were hand trucks. Uh-huh. I saw two hand trucks, like dollies.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, so weird. So you break it down every night. And he's like, yeah, we're looking to get a gate. And I was like, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. So now I usually ask people what they like to read, because I like to read and I read a lot of crap. I just finished a book that Darlene, Ranger of the Dork Forest, handed me and she said, it's adorable and craptastic. You might like it. And so it is called Soulless, and it is I don't know why I would ask you a question and then answer it. That's what I like to do.
That's cool.
Anyway, I'll be right back. I'm going to grab it.
This is your show.
I'm going to take my headphones out so that I don't kill myself. But I think you would like this book.
Says wickedly funny. I like to laugh.
Do you like to laugh?
I like funny things.
People like to. I like to laugh. Please never put that in a profile, you guys.
I know. I just started internet dating, and one of my things on there is like, you all say you're funny. Here's some real talk. Most of you aren't.
Oh, I know it. It's
I'm funny. Oh, whatever.
Well,
no, you're not.
Everyone is funny.
Right.
It's my least favorite when I did internet dating. I'm a young 50. Please never, ever say that. Just be,
I know. What does that mean?
Just be a young 50.
Yeah.
And if you were a young, you wouldn't mention it.
Right.
You just say, yeah, I'm 50. I don't know what to do about that.
Does young 50 mean you're super immature? Is that what I should look forward to?
Well, I guess it is kind of, but it's, but yeah, so that book, Darlene gave me that book. And what's her name? The woman who wrote this, Gail Carriger, Carriger. I don't know if the G is hard or soft, but I'm going Carriger. And it's called Soulless, and it is essentially steampunk. Vampire werewolf thing.
This looks awesome.
It is a romance novel, but it's also hilariously steampunky, actiony.
That sounds great.
And it is adorably craptastic, is I think would be my review of it. And it took me approximately a day and a half to read.
Wow.
So
you blazed right through it.
I did blaze right through it. What are you? Do you read fiction?
I typically read. Historical stories. Like right now I'm reading a book called Astoria.
Okay.
Tales of Westward Expansion. It's about Thomas Jefferson and John Jacob Astor and the settlement of Astoria, which is on the Oregon coast.
Yeah.
Astoria is the oldest settlement on the West Coast.
Okay.
So I'm reading that.
And that's nonfiction.
Right.
Okay.
I read mostly nonfiction.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I'm reading, I haven't read yet. So I shouldn't say I'm reading, but I plan on reading.
It is stacked next to your belongings.
Yeah. The Kim Gordon Girl in a Band book, which is Kim Gordon's from the band Sonic Youth.
Okay.
And she's written an autobiography, and she's kind of a rock and roll hero.
Okay. And so it'll be, it's an autobiography.
Yeah.
So she's written about it.
I love autobiographies, and I love historical accounts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are both, I've been trying to read more nonfiction because I have been reading a fair amount of crap for the last 6 months, and to get out of a crap read, and when I say crap, I mean full on historical romance novels by people who don't have a lot of the history knowledge.
Yeah.
They're just essentially writing sex scenes.
Sweet.
And it was super fun. And, the books, by the way, you can only judge by how much money you've spent on them because you don't keep them.
Right.
So since July, I've probably spent $300.
Oh my God.
On bullshit. And so I was like, I got to get off of this jag. So I remembered that to do that, I had to read nonfiction. So I read a couple of nonfiction books, but now I've read this, which isn't a poor, this is actually a better, this book Soulless is better written quite honestly, than it has to be.
Great.
So I was psyched about it. It's sort of like I was explaining it to a friend of mine about how if I once saw just a match, Martina Navratilova and Chrissy Everett playing. Mm-hmm. It was just an exhibition tennis match. And they didn't care because it was an exhibition match. It was just fun. And they were having the genuine time of their lives. But they were just so amazing as athletes. It was like just sort of phoning it in and having a good time. That's what this book feels like. This book feels like Gail Carriger is an amazing writer. And she's like, I want to write about parasols and bustles and weird steampunk things.
I wonder if you could, how you would go about meeting Gail.
I have actually talked to Gail briefly. Somebody tweeted at both of us. And she lives in the Bay Area.
Oh.
And said she would come on the Dork Forest if I'm ever in the Bay Area. And I'm like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Because who does... She herself is a tea lover. She loves tea. And she loves,
this
parasols.
Is her? That's cute. She's cute.
Yeah, she seems adorable.
She's got fancy gloves on.
Right. I think she might be a bit of a steampunk player.
She's got fancy hair.
And she's got curly, curly hair.
She looks like she might be a nice gal.
Yeah, she looks at good people, right?
GailCarriger.com. Yeah.
Okay. Now we've plugged that.
Yeah.
MotoKitty.com and at MotoKittyPDX is your website and all of that stuff. And this is actually, we've been all over the place, and that's, but I like it. Sometimes I like just wandering around the Dork Forest and seeing what tree we find. So I thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
Carrie Carter, I welcome myself to Portland, Oregon, and I'm going to meet more Oregon dorks.
There are a lot of dorks here.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Okay, bye.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?